أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنه كان لا يؤمن بالله العظيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فليس له اليوم هاهنا حميم ولا طعام إلا من غسلين لا يأكله إلا الخاطئون صدق الله العظيم. The last ayat that we discussed, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about those people who would receive the book of deeds in the right hand, and then those that would receive the book of deeds in the left hand. And with regards to them, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala also spoke about some of the consequences, completing those consequences, their punishment in the hereafter. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said that they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوا. Then they will be, it will be said that they must be fastened in chains that will be 7 cubit lengths. With regards to that, some of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to give a description about the chains with which they will be fastened. One description is that each link of the chain will be the amount of iron that is found in this world. That is the amount that will be used in one link of those chains. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gives a description of the chain with which the people of Jahannam will be chained. He says that it will be inserted into their buttocks, and then it will come out from their mouths, and like that they will be hurled into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala safeguard us. All this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says why? Innahu, certainly they do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is al-azim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is almighty, who is the greatest. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings one reason amongst the reasons why they will be given the book of deeds in the left hand, is because the iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was not there. When the iman and the tawheed of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not correct, when one does not have the proper belief system, one does not have the proper aqidah with regards to the tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this will be the consequences. When the belief is not right, when the iman is not right, when the yaqeen is not right and not correct, then how would a person perform his salat? How would a person give out his zakat? How would a person fast for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Each and every deed thereafter will not be corrected. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. And they did not urge upon feeding the miskeen, feeding the needy, the impoverished. One is to feed with one's own wealth, and then one is to urge others to feed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both these things were absent in their minds, that they would not themselves feed. In other ayats in Surah Yasin, they would say that must we feed those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not feed, that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the sustainer, Allah should have fed them. So when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not feed them, why should we feed them? That is the kind of corrupt belief that they used to have. And hence, here the ulama have stated that one is they themselves did not feed, because that would have costed a person to feed someone else. But to urge someone to feed, to urge someone to do a charitable deed, that comes free of charge. But that also, it comes with a great deal of iman, it comes with a great deal of commitment from the inner self, from the inner crevices of the heart. That was also absent. Now here the ulama have also stated that if somebody fed someone or they urged someone else to feed, but they were in a state of kufr, they left this world in a state of kufr, then also for them will be the fire of Jahannam, because they did not have the iman. But they ought to have been some form of relaxation insofar as the punishment is concerned. For them there will be absolutely nothing. There will be nobody that will come to their assistance. There will be nobody to plea on their behalf. There will be absolutely no one to intercede on their behalf. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَا هُنَا حَمِيمٌ. That on that day of Qiyamah, there will be no intimate, no bosom friend for them. Hamim is a bosom and intimate friend. That also they will not have anyone to intercede. They did not befriend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. In this world, they could have had all the connections. They could have been well connected. They could have a network of friends and business associates and other politicians and other associates, etc. But because they did not connect with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they will not have any form of connection with anyone. There will be not a single person that will come forth and intercede on their behalf. And hence, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that they will be minus this bosom friend on the day of Qiyamah, that had they fed someone or they urged people to feed, perhaps that needy person would have come and that needy person would have interceded on their behalf, like we find in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a believer will go into the fire of Jahannam, not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would want to disgrace him, but because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would purify him for the gardens of Jannah. And then a person will come and that person will intercede on his behalf by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this person at the time of need, he gave me a sip of water, or this person at the time of need, he gave me a morsel of food. So Allah, I intercede on his behalf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that intercession. But for this person, فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَاهُنَا حَمِيمٌ وَلَا طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ غِسْلِينَ, that he did not feed anyone in this world. So his food, his intake on the day in Jahannam will be nothing but ghislin. What is ghislin? Ulama have given two interpretations. One interpretation is the pus and the matter that comes out and emerges from the people of the fire of Jahannam. That actual pus and that actual matter that comes out from the body, that will be given to him to, as his food, as his intake. So he ought to have thought that he will be nourished. The person will become absolutely hungry. And when he becomes hungry, there will be that desire of food. There will be that desire of taking in something. And this is what will be given to him. And it will be worse than the state of hunger also. The second interpretation is that the wounds of the people of the fire of Jahannam will be washed. And that liquid with which it is washed, with the pus and with the matter, all of it will be the food of these people in the fire of Jahannam. And again, staying hungry would have been a better condition for them than having to take from this ghislin. La ya'kuluhu illa al-khati'un, and none will eat it but the khati'un, those who have committed sins, those that have broken the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here Allah Rabbul Izzat gives the description of those people who will be given the book of deeds in their left hand, the reasons why. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very briefly again describes the punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn our hearts towards him with total obedience to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.